Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Morning.
You all right?
I hope so. Because it's bloody early, isn't it? Back when I used to work at RBS, or was it Layman's, or wherever the hell it was I worked, I was used to getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning, because I was on the... I was on the sell side, you see. Sell side in finance, brokers, all those people, they get up really bloody early. Not like my colleague, like, I don't know, Dan or something. He was on the buy side. Fund managers, venture capitalists. Those guys, famously, don't get into the office until about 11, if not lunchtime. Right, and then they do a few trades, and then they go to the pub until 2 a.m. So for some people... this is silly o'clock in the morning, but no, for me, it's fine. It's fine. So it's it's bright on this lovely, it's lovely early morning. Friday the 19th of June, year of our Lord, 2026. And you're joining me, Bo Dade, for the Bo Show. You are my band of brothers. Chosen few. Oh, God. Harry, how are you?
Yeah, morning. I'm all right.
All right. That's the voice of the all-powerful producer this early in the bloody morning. Actually, I have a bit of that one. Right, should we stop fanning around? It's not fanning around. I'm trying to wake up. It's not fanning. I'm genuinely. I had to get up at 15:15 the middle of the bloody night to be here. But okay, fine. Fine, whatever. We got a show to do, haven't we? You can't let a little thing like not actually being awake stop us from the important news of the day. So, you're the best people on earth, blah, 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 blah. Let's talk about what's going on. I'll tell you what I'm going to start with. Rather than going to that cabal of Fleet Street nutters, because they're just going to be talking about yesterday's stuff. I mean, the whole point of a newspaper... I mean, the clue is in the name. News. It's supposed to be new, but it's yesterday's news. Let's talk about today's news. Let's talk about the Makerfield by-election, shall we? Right. Can they see that, Harry? Oh, there we go. There we go. So the results are in for the Makerfield by-election. And it turns out, after all that, the only thing that matters is Are you a member of the Labour Party? And if you are you not Keir Starmer? That was the only thing that mattered in the end. Labour, 55%. 55 bloody percent. An outright clear majority for Labour. Now, in fairness, right, we probably shouldn't have been massively surprised by that, because this is an area, I mean, I think Makerfield's been around since like the 80s or something, and Makerfield has always been Labour. And then before that, I think most of what is now Makerfield was in Ince, the constituency, something like that, Ince. And that had been Labour since the Labour Party was founded, going back to 1906, right? So it turns out that Andy Burnham knew what he was doing when he picked a constituency that had been Labour forever. That had always, always been Labour. It turned out that it was a winning strategy to pick a seat that has never voted for anyone else ever. So there's that. We ought to look at the rest of the results, though. So Reform. Reform did... Oh, God, it's early. How do you people do this? Get up at this hour. Yeah. So Reform, they managed to pull off a second. Not a win. That's another by-election they've lost. Getting a bit worrying for Reform. They keep on not winning by-elections. I mean, I suppose they got an excuse here that this is just is obviously just a massive, massive Labour stronghold. But they got, what is it, 15,000 votes, 35% of the vote. At first blush, you might think that's not too bad, but let's have a look at the Makerfield local elections. You see, the local elections. Zoom in on that bit. So the change between the last local elections, Labour massively up since the last local elections, and you can't even see Restore. They're the teal bar at the end that is going all the way down. Can we see it better on that one? Yeah, oh, there we go. Yeah, so it's the right hand side of this. I think it's chopped off the bottom a bit. Can we, producer Harry, can we zoom out a little bit on that one to show the change? Oh, there we go. That's it. So since the last local elections, Reform are down 16%. So it's a bloody awful night for them. Not good at all. But to be fair, the Greens are down 10 points as well. So, yeah. This is Labour in their death throes. And, I mean, the Tories are already dead. Nobody talks about the Tories anymore. Everybody's given up on the Tories. They're an ex-party. But what Labour are doing, they're in their death throes. And they're spasming at this point, clutching, hoping, grasping for life. Hoping that this Burnham chap is going to come along and save them. And they obviously really, really want it. So the left was like, yeah, sod the Green Party. Yeah, we're coming home to Labour because... frankly, if Burnham doesn't save us, nobody will. And he won't. We get onto the newspapers in a minute. And, yeah, there's no fixing this. So, not good at all. Restore. New party. 7% of the vote. I'm a bit disappointed with that. When you got first place... getting 55% of the vote, though. I can. There's lots of silver lining in that cloud, but it is disappointing. I won't run away from that. We were obviously hoping for higher. I was hoping for something in the low 20s, you know, at least the teens. But it didn't get there. But it is a new party. And this is the first Westminster election that it's gone for. So if you think about the early days of Nigel Farage's attempts to get into Parliament and do by-elections, he did a lot of by-elections. I think he started with a place called Eastleigh. Eastleigh by-election in 1994. And there's a funny story there, a bit of history. You know I like a bit of history. I've got a master's in history or something like that. Was it a degree? I don't know. Can't remember now. Anyway, this is history. So in 1994, there was a Conservative MP, and younger people won't know this, but it is a funny story. Anyway, the Conservative MP was found dead with a plastic bag over his head, a black bin bag over his head, with an orange in his mouth and a budgie flying around inside. You think I'm joking? I'm actually not, right? He was into this autoerotic asphyxiation or something. Not my kind of thing. I don't know what's wrong with a prim young lass, but that was the sort of thing he was into. And anyway, if one of your MPs dies with a plastic bag over his head and a budgie and an orange in his mouth, then you're going to need a new one. So in 1994, there was a by-election in Eastleigh, and Nigel Farage ran in that, and he got like 1.5% of the vote, which was a bit disappointing. And then 1997, he had to go at Salisbury, and he got like 5%. And then in 2001, he had to go at Bexley, I think it was. Bexhill. Bexley's in London. Bexhill he had to go at, and he got 7%. So there you go. So it took him 10 years to get to where Restore got to in their first outing. So yes, it is a bit lower than we were hoping, but without doubt, Restore are absolutely speed running the insurgency playbook. Now the question remains is, can they continue to do what Nigel Farage took decades to do in a quarter? What are they, like 120 days in now? So they're a quarter of a year in, and they replicated what Farage took 10 years to do. If that is true, then that's a nice strong position to come back from. The other thing I'd say is look at how suppressed all these votes, these vote shares are. This is just overwhelmingly Labour, perhaps not surprisingly. It's a Labour stronghold. So if Restore are on 7% here, they are most definitely not on 7% nationally. At minimum, it's something like 10, 12% nationally. So I think the polling companies, after coming a solid third place here, the polling companies are going to have to start prompting for Restore, and you'll see what their real vote share is, and it's probably going to be 10, 12%, something like that. Conservatives, I think they would have lost their deposit on that. Yeah, they would have lost their deposit with their 2% of the vote. Oldest political party in the world, ladies and gentlemen, 2%. Greens, it turns out Greens can only win if you have a lot of students and a lot of New Britons. And you have to campaign to them in Urdu or whatever the other one is, Pashtun or something. The Star Wars languages. So Greens are excellent spoilers if you have been invaded by either the New Britons or students. Terrifying thought in either case. So Greens, they lost their deposit as well. Liberal Democrats. Oh, do you remember them? Older viewers will remember the Liberal Democrats. They used to be a party. 163 votes. The candidate could have gone out afterwards and thanked all of them personally, and it wouldn't have delayed his breakfast by much. 0.4%. So yes, very disappointing for everybody who isn't Labour. So given that, what's going to happen now? Well, Andy Burnham is going to go sailing into Westminster. He's almost, I mean, Labour MPs are going to see this. They're going to see this is our one hope. This is our chance to end extinction. And almost certainly, I think he's going to take it now. With a result like this behind him, this shows momentum. People in politics, I bloody love momentum. Labour MPs will be thinking this can say, I mean, this might actually be strong enough that Keir Starmer doesn't even contest it. I mean, he probably will, because he's a belligerent bugger and he's a Fabian, and he's spent his whole life trying to get into this position where he can do as much harm as possible to the country in the time that he's got. But nevertheless, he will come under considerable pressure to just step aside and anoint Andy Burnham. He probably won't, but he will come under considerable pressure to do that. So a bloody awful night for everyone who is not Andy Burnham. Very, very, very bad night for Keir Starmer. So yes, that happened. It was a total wipeout. Right, okay. Fair enough. We ought to look at the papers, shouldn't we? To document the ever continuing decline of this once great nation. What fresh hells have been unleashed upon us in this once green and pleasant land, where you go out, have a cup of tea with the vicar, play some cricket, then have some sandwiches, possibly with a cusk cut off. What has happened to the state of Britain yesterday, apart from the Makerfield election? Right, let's start off with the Telegraph, shall we? Basically the reformer graph these days. Right, what have we got? Boy 3 thrown to crocodiles. Okay, then. Okay. A 3-year-old boy thrown to crocodiles. I mean, this is just... As a father of two, how precious your children are. To see some random man walk up and for his amusement, I mean, it was bad. I mean, God's sakes, it was bad enough in Belfast where a Sudanese chap found a guy who was deaf and thought that it would be incredibly funny to blind him. He just thought that was the funniest thing he could think of. Or Riona White, who was stabbed in the face 23 times with a screwdriver and died. And the guy who did it, I forget where he was from, he thought it was hilarious. He was seen in hysterics afterwards. He went back to celebrate, back to his taxpayer-funded hotel. We don't yet know who did this, because the police aren't telling us. They are just coming out and asking everybody not to speculate. Now, I have heard rumours that it's actually it's a mentalist. Mentalist on day release. You know, you sometimes see these people and they're being taken out of a secure facility, because, of course, we can't have asylums anymore. Because that was mean. No, what we got to do is we got to do care in the community. and we've got to take dangerous, unhinged mentalists and basically just shoo them around your kids. Because that's better somehow. So I've heard rumors that it's a mentalist, not a non. But I don't know because nobody is saying anything apart from the police, who are just saying, please don't speculate. You know, don't pay no attention to this. Don't listen. Don't worry. It's all part and parcel of living in modern Britain. The end days of the progressive liberal hegemon. You know, I like a bit of Rome. Did classics degree or something like that. And one of the things they tell you, or at least the pop culture versions, the bad historians, they say, you know, in the late Roman Empire, quite often people didn't realise that they were in the late Roman Empire. They just thought they were in the Roman Empire. They didn't realise it was collapsing around them. And I've always wondered, is that really true? Because it is very clear to me that we are in the late stages of the progressive liberal era. It's falling apart. And what do you have to worry about now? You have to worry about, if you go to the zoo, a random man will spot that you have a small child and think it's hilarious, pick them up and throw them into a crocodile enclosure. God, can you imagine being the parent when that happened? And what if you got another child with you? What do you do? Do you immediately dive in? Or do you protect the other child? You can't take the other child with you into a bloody crocodile enclosure. But nevertheless, the good people of Makerfield, bless their heart, they looked at Britain, they looked at the Sudanese man gouging out the eyes of a deaf man. They looked at Riona White. They looked at South Pot. They looked at this. And they thought, yeah, fair enough. Yep, why not? Let's have a bit more of this. Maybe if we change the leader at the top of the Labour Party, maybe we can do this, but better. We get Andy Bumham Burnham, King of the North, first of his name, no Sternum Burnham, wearing his guyliner. Maybe that's just the twist we need in order to do this. Stabby, stabby, blow up, screwdriver in face, machete at a dance concert, boys thrown to crocodile. But do it well. I'm not impressed. People of Makerfield at the moment, not impressed. We are sharing a nation with people that think that you just need to spit on it, rub it a bit, and the Labour Party is going to be as good as new. Yeah, I don't think so. Anyway, back to the papers then. Right. Daily Telegraph, boy three thrown to crocodile. Toddler in critical condition after he is pushed into an enclosure by a stranger at the zoo. Yeah. I expect this is going to be on all the papers. I haven't seen because I got here like a minute after I was supposed to be live. So, yeah. Right, what have the Sun got? Have they gone for a pun? Have they gone for a clever pun? No, they haven't. Toddler critical, boy 3 thrown to crocs at the zoo. Man 30 held for murder bid. The Sun carries a similar headline, boy 3 thrown to croc at zoo. According to the paper, he is believed to have suffered a serious arm injury. Good Lord. Can you imagine the trauma? The trauma. When my kids were little, you couldn't get them to... Oh, bugger. I haven't got kids, have I? Oh, fuck it. Fine. Okay. Yeah. It was actually me all along. Bows off for the day. I was in disguise. Let me know in the comments if you could tell the difference. I slipped up there. I mentioned I had kids and he doesn't. So, yeah. All right. Anyway, so I had kids when I was... my kids are a little bit grown up now. And, in order to get little kids to sleep, you have to reassure them that there are no monsters, like, lurking in the cupboards or under the bed or something. And... I always took the view that it was basically impossible to convince a small child that there's no monsters, because it's genetically programmed in from the earliest days of our species to be like, there are monsters. And so I never bothered telling them that there were no such thing as monsters. I just used to tell them, yeah, there are monsters, but there won't be any here because they're too afraid of me. And that actually settled them down. So little kids are just terrified of bloody monsters. And imagine, normally you get past that as a little kid. But imagine actually meeting one and it mauling your arm. The level of trauma is unimaginable. But yeah. Anyway. The chat is going wild right now. They my disguise had everybody fooled. You didn't know that about me, did you? You didn't know that I was a master of disguise. The reason I've got the bald cap is because I owed Bo a favour, and about 6 months ago, he had something he wanted to do, so I attended his brother's wedding for him. As him. I think I pulled it off. So, yeah. No, it's me. It's Dan. Bo is in Makerfield at the moment. He would have gone to the... Because he couldn't get into the count. In fact, most of the people that you know, the Charlie Downses and the Harrison Pitts and the Lewis... and all the rest of them, they didn't actually go to the count. The count's a bit boring, though. You basically just get a whole load of... You get, like, a sports hall all laid out, and they bring in the votes, and they put them all into nice, neat piles and then of whatever it is. No, they sort them out. They sort them out into the different... into stacks. So you open the box, it all comes out, and they're like, okay, well, that's a... You know, that's a Labour one, and then 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 that's a Labour one, and that's a Reform one. And you basically just get them and separate them out, and then you count them into batches of 50. You put a rubber band around them, and you put it on a table in the middle. So as the night goes on, you can see how long the piles are growing, and that's why you get news out of by-elections as to who's winning. Nobody has any numbers, but you can physically see the pile growing. And so he didn't go to the count, but all the Reform guys, they took over a pub, and the idea was that when Restore won with 78% of the vote or whatever it is we're hoping for, then we could sort of film everybody celebrating and an instant reaction. It didn't work out like that. It turned out that literally the only thing that mattered is, are you a member of the Labour Party and are you not Keir Starmer? Anyway, back to back to the papers. All right, what have the rest of them got? The Daily Mail. Make it up as you go. Daily Mail. They're going with the toddler horror story as well. We're in the trash zone now. The Sun, the Mail. I think it was the Mail. I remember being in the Mail once. This was years ago when I was doing the Westminster stuff, and older members of the program they will remember there was a guy called Michael Bortillo, and he was running to be leader of the Conservative Party after who was it William Hague. So William Hague basically crashed and burned, and then it was like, who's going to be leader now? And a lot of us rallied. I mean, so I was working for Michael Bortillo as a young lad. This was straight out of university. In fact, I don't think I'd even finished university at this point. I was just it was like the summer break or something, so I went down to Westminster and helped out on the Bortillo campaign. And anyway, so we got a large check of like whatever it was, like 25 grand, and it was too much. It broke the spending rules or something like that. So they gave it to me, and I put it in my pocket, and I had to trudge across London to give it back to this guy and say, yeah, thanks very much, but no thanks. Anyway, while I'm at the tube station, I think it was the Daily Mail. It was one of these. I see that this guy had apparently donated 150 grand or something, and I'm literally stood there with a copy of the Daily Mail in one hand and the check in the other hand, and he's like, no, that's not right. That's not right. That they had managed to get a bit of the story, and then they had just made it up from there and exaggerated. And that was the first time I really realised that whatever you read in the papers is at least exaggerated, if not wrong or made up entirely. And every other time I have had any dealings with the newspapers, I've every single time that I personally have known the other side of the story, I've known that they're talking shit. So this is why I don't put an enormous amount of stock in what newspapers say 90% of the time, because they literally make stuff up. But this one, they're just going with the toddler stuff, so fine. And then they got something about Holly goes lightly white for Ladies' Day at Ascot. Who the hell is Holly? Why do we have a mid in white? Anyone? No idea. Right, the Star. Right, everything I was just saying about just making shit up. they've got the Holly story, the mid in white. Boy three thrown in croc cages. They got something about football. I don't know about football. I don't care for football. Right, they've gone with that. Financial Times, what have they got? Have they got something interesting? I used to subscribe to the FT. Have it delivered every morning so that I could read it on my way into work. Communist as hell, which is weird. You think financial stuff wouldn't be massively communist, but no, of course it was. Bank of England keeps rates at 3.75% after Iran peace deal lowers oil price. Right. 3.75%. Historically low, but for the last 30 years, at the end of the dying days of the liberal progressive era, the liberal progressive hegemon, we have taken the idea that everything will be okay if you just make money cheap enough. And people think that 3.75% is a high rate. Okay, fine. Bugger all, but whatever. And they've got a picture of Andy Burnham. Stood in front of those weird pictures, that weird cartoon picture of his that makes him look like a member of the Kim Jong-un family. All right? They don't mention crocodiles at all. Oh, and this is that's an interesting story, actually, this one. Rape convictions under review after detective allegedly used AI chatbot. Yeah, so this is the story. I don't know if we covered it on the podcast, but you had this copper chap, and it's long been suspected that what the police do is they just want an easy conviction. They don't give a damn if you're guilty or not. Well, unless you're melanated, but if you're not melanated, they just want to clinch it. They just want to get you in the clink, get their detections. Which is what I think they call their token system in the police. You get a detection or whatever it is, you get a conviction, then you're good. It looks good on your numbers. You don't get a bonus or anything. But somebody pats you on the head at the end of the year and says, "Yeah, you've got lots of the things that we were looking for. You've secured your KPIs." Anyway, so this detective thought, "Okay, fair enough. What I'll do is I'll go on AI and I'll just generate the evidence that I need to get people convicted." Yep. That's where we are. The eye paper. He likes the eye paper, doesn't he, Bo? Not sure why, but he does. Crocodile in a box up there. Heat wave alert. Really? Bloody well hope so. Air conditioning is expensive to get fitted to a 5-bedroom house. So I demand conditions that I have to use it for at least 1 or 2 weeks a year, because otherwise how can I be smugly superior to people who haven't got it? I suppose the rest of you just open your bloody windows or something and enjoy it, but whatever. Anyway, so heat wave alert. Moscow's burning because they're saying a drone or possibly a air interceptor from the Russian side hit something that went boom. Well, I mean, it is a war, isn't it? So, right. Cost of living hope for UK as oil flows again in the Gulf. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, the Persian situation. So, Trump has declared victory for returning the Straits of Hormuz to being open, just like they were before he attacked. Brilliant. Like I said, there's now like a 300 billion pound bill? The Iranians are going to get 300 billion. Like, is that right? A third of a trillion? Right. Anyway, well done. Well done, Donald. Right, the Times, the venerable Times. Starmer amasses war chest to fight off leadership challenge. Right, how is money going to help him? Is he just literally going to be bribing the MPs? They've got the crocodile story there. On the bloody Times, so which one is would you consider the headline? Is it the one at the head of the paper, or is it the one in the biggest font? It's not, I suppose that's the headline, but it's not at the head of the paper. It's just bigger. Well, we all like bigger, don't we? So the headline is actually UK wastes billions paying too much for big projects. Yeah, like replacing the native population. That's really expensive. And it's a shit idea. And billions, I think, would be an understatement for how much that is going to cost us. I think it's going to cost us. It could cost us everything. But yeah, what in particular are they talking about? Transport scheme, 65% pricier than. Oh, I don't care. Whatever. Go away. The Guardian. The Guardian. Bo has disdain for The Guardian, doesn't he? I have disdain for The Guardian. I don't like it much. It's just kind of dirty and smelly, isn't it? You find yourself backpacking through Jakarta. You go to a local nightclub. And you see a man in his 60s in a Hawaiian shirt, looking like a 3-day corpse, rolling around the nightclub, eyeing up the local totty. Dirty. Dirty. I know why you're there. Dirty old man. That's The Guardian. We don't like The Guardian, do we? Anyway, what are The Guardian? What have they got to say for themselves? Right, it says, Britain could rejoin EU on special terms, says ex-Brexit negotiator. Oh, for God's sakes, Guardian, pull your head out your arse. You're still going on about bloody Brexit. Still. The world... This country is falling a bloody part. It's a basket case. People are being blinded in the streets. Little kids are being thrown into crocodile pits and hacked apart at fucking... And they're still banging on about bloody Brexit. God, you absolute bunch of... I don't know, something mild, tosspots. Can't be too rude, it's breakfast. People might have this on when the kids are around. Silly people. They are silly people at The Guardian. All of this, everything that's going on in the country, and... anyway, right. Moscow hit by biggest Ukrainian... Yeah, because everybody who reads the sodding Guardian has got a bloody Ukraine flag up in the garden, haven't they? Right. The Express. It's a good paper. Right, what have they got? They've got stay out of EU and cut taxes to back global Britain. Right. Well, I mean, it's a start, isn't it? It's a start. I mean, that doesn't really get you there, does it? I mean, it is a start, yes. You don't unwind Brexit, yes, correct. You cut tax, yes, you do cut taxes. What else do you do? Well, you bin off 90% of welfare, unless you are properly disabled. And by that, I don't mean that you're a Pakistani origin estate agent who's realised he can get a new Merc on the mobility scheme. Yeah, I don't mean that. I mean, if you are properly disabled, yeah, we can keep that bit of welfare. Right, the rest of it, it can sod off, right? Right, and pensions, right, we're not doing this triple lock thing. No, we're putting the age up to, in Bo's Britain, Dan's, whoever I am at the moment, right, bloody pensions, triple lock, can piss off. Pension age will be like 75 or something, like, because it was supposed, the pension age originally was like 15 years higher than life expectancy, right, and now it's like whatever it is, like 65, and then people live on to their sodding 90s and they get a bloody triple lock on it. No, we're not doing that. Right, and then what else are we doing? Right, so we NHS, yeah, you're sorting that out. You can bloody pay fees to go to the GP like they do in the rest of the world, which is why their health system doesn't collapse, because people think twice before they spam it. Make a number of other changes there. And then the bloody immigration, we're going to fix that. What we're going to do is we're going to round them all up, right? Put them on a plane. Plane's going to take off. And we're going to fly to Karachi or whatever it is. Lahore. We're going to fly to Lahore. And we're going to say to the Pakistani government, would you like these people back? And they're going to go, no. And we're going to go, fair enough. And we're going to get over the we're going to announce. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you've been enjoying your British Airways flight to Lahore. As you know, you are being repatriated. Why am I doing a mic? I've got a mic. You are being repatriated, but your government is not cooperating with this process. We have lowered the plane to 28,000 feet. Please find a parachute under your seat. We will be opening the back of the plane in a few minutes. You will struggle to breathe unless you get below 15,000 feet in the next 90 seconds. All of the best. Please don't fly with us again. So yes, yes, Express. We do start off with not rejoining the EU and cutting taxes, but it goes a little bit further than that, right? Okay. Okay, what else have we got? The mirror. PM backs Sam's law. Together we can save lives. He'd do whatever he can to help the mirror campaign after water tragedies. So is this? I'm less familiar with this mirror campaign. Support the Kims after water safety campaign after 19 people drowned in a heat wave earlier this year. Yeah, because I mean the issue here is that the young boys. It gets a bit hot and they go and just jump in bloody quarry lakes and stuff. And they don't realise that these quarry lakes are really sodding deep. And so even when it's hot, it can actually be surprisingly cold in the middle of one of these quarry lakes. And then you get into difficulty, and because it's quite cold, your muscles go into shock and you just sodding sink in them. So if you have a young boy, tell him not to swim in a quarry lake. I think that's what it's referring to. I could be wrong. But yeah, down the road from me, we've got a quarry lake, and like every 10 years, a young boy drowns in it because they think, why shouldn't I swim in it? It's like a pool, but outside. The Metro coming onto my screen. The Metro really is the cheap gypsy tart of the... of the papers world, isn't it? And they've got a picture of an African and they say, you're going to be the one that saves us. Right. What the hell are they... Why... What the hell are they talking about? Was it a football thing? Oh, it's World Cup. Oh, God, I don't care about your stupid kicky ball game. Right, anyway. Oh, that's done. Right. That's done. How are we doing for time? Am I supposed to be doing the comments now? I've got 10 minutes, but I thought we were supposed to finish at 9. Or can I go over? Will they object if I go over? No. All right, okay, fine. All right, let's see what else we got lined up on the links. Yeah, a bit of Makerfield. Yeah. Bloody awful, unless you're Andy Burnham. Yeah, right. Right, what else have we got? Oh, yeah, here we go. Oil price. Am I supposed to be able to read that? Hang on a minute. Oh, there we go. WTI is $75 a barrel. That is extraordinary, isn't it? How the hell did they manage to manipulate the markets to keep it below 100 for most of this time? Now down to 75. They must have been shelling oil out of every reserve they could find. All right. So oil remarkably low. All right. Fair enough. Well done. I mean, seriously, well done to Trump, because he started a completely unnecessary war. He spent third of a trillion to get back where he started, but at least he did keep oil prices low during that time. So, you know, all right. You tidied up after yourself. I'll give you that. We got the BBC here with a picture of a smug Burnham with his North Korean haircut. Right, okay. Oh, good Lord, would you look at that? I want to do karate throat strike to that, just on general principle, smug. Can I say twat? Is it? I can't say twat. Everybody's looking up in these photos. Trump's looking up at an Iran deal. Yep, splendid. Whatever. Andy Burnham wins. What's going on here? Is that Macron speaking to a footballer or something? Or David Lammy? Who knows? Who knows? Yep. Andy Burnham. What's this? Oh, we got the Daily Mail. Oh, this is a fun story. You know, Eva Verdinkerbroek, one of the hottest women I have ever seen. Yeah, she wasn't allowed in the country, was she? No, we couldn't have her in. We could have made good use of her. I could have. But no, she wasn't allowed in. But no. No, there was a Jamaican paedophile. Either of those two words by themselves should be disqualifying. Put them together, and I would say that is a hard no. No, we don't want that person. But no. A judge looked at the Jamaican paedophile and thought, yes. It would breach their human rights if they were not allowed to enter Britain. Harry, am I allowed to say what I would like to do to judges in this country? Right. What would I like to do to judges? Well, I think you know, don't you? I think during that dramatic pause, I think you worked it out, didn't you? Suggestions in the chat. There we go. We've got chat down there. How does he see anything? The writing is bloody tiny. I'm not that much older than him. Oh, look. Oh, Harry made it big. Well done, Harry. You made it big. Yeah, that stuff. All of that. Yes, especially that one. Liam. Yes. Yeah, all of that. That's what we should do to judges. Right. Oh, here we go. There is a picture of the Jamaican paedophile. There we go. Eva Verdinkerbroek. No. This guy. Onul Spence. Yep. Okay. Oh, what did he? Oh, he sexually assaulted a 15-year-old girl. Yeah. Oh, he fit right in then. Yep. Splendid. Splendid. And the Express. Yeah. Burnham won. We know Burnham. Yeah, Burnham. Go away, Burnham. Oh, we got Le Monde. Talking of France, right? So this lass. So there she is. She's a French girl, and I think it was a Tunisian. Forced his way into her flat. And sexually assaulted or raped her or whatever he did. And, so that's pretty bad. So then she went on French TV and she talked about her assault. And the French jailed her for 6 months. She was jailed 6 months for talking about being raped by an immigrant on TV. And it wasn't like a bloody, you know, kids program or something. It was a political discussion thing. And she talked about this, and so they jailed her for community cohesion or some shit like that, whatever it was. Europe. I mean, I know we're bad in this country, but we haven't. Oh, and then there was another case in, I think it was either Finland or Sweden, one of those snowy places with the reindeer. And this one girl, she brought a court case against her rapists. She was outside a hospital, a 14-year-old girl, and these foreign men came over. They shooed her away from the entrance and raped her in the bushes. And the judge basically in the court case awarded costs to the foreigners. So we've now reached a stage where not only do you get raped, that if you talk about it on TV, you go to jail. And in Finland or whatever it was, she had to pay, the rape victim, she had to pay costs to her rapists. She had to pay her rapists. Yep. The state of the Western world at this point. When the backlash comes, I'll leave it there. Yeah, there might be a backlash, might there? The build. It just says build in a pop-up, which I can't get rid of because I don't speak as the German. Oh, there we go. They've got a picture of a train, a picture of an immigrant man with a white woman. I have no idea what's going on here. Oh, it's football. Oh, I don't care. Is that it? Is that all of them? I'm pressing the button and it's... Oh, no, I'm just rapidly switching between English. What's this one? TASS. Russian... Oh, I didn't realise we could get Russian news anymore. I thought that'd all be bad. Trump describes Iran signing the memorandum with US as unconditional surrender. You're right, then. Cope. Indian Express. We cover the Indian Express here, do we? Indian Express. Yes. All right. Ministry of Corporate Affairs services affected after fire at... Yeah, okay, whatever. Moving swiftly on, the Jihoon News. So this, we've got a bit of China. Oh, yeah, and of course their front pages is not little children being thrown into crocodile pits. Their front pages are little children meeting robots and going on a fun little train thing. Yes. There are clues for the observant observer that the West is not where it's at. Front page of European papers are rape victim forced to pay cost, rape victim sent to jail for mentioning it. 3-year-old boy thrown to crocodile. You go to China, and it's little kids meeting bloody robots. Yeah. So okay. We may have fallen behind on civilizational terms. All right, what's this? Japan Wire. Fire breaks out at Tokyo elementary school. Oh no! Elementary school. 10 injured. Look at that. They don't shy away from reporting bad things that have happened to children. They don't cover it up. They don't urge you not to speculate. Anyway, papers, LA Times. Yeah, Americans have no concept of there being anything out. I went to LA. Last time I went to LA, I bought a copy of the LA Times, and I thought, okay, let's catch up on world events. And I flicked through this paper, expecting to find out about what was going on in the world, and there was no mention of anything about the world. And then I started to get to the back of the paper, and I thought, okay, here's going to be the world news. And what they actually covered was news from other US states. That they literally have no concept of anything not being America. So, I mean, it's fine. I mean, if you're in LA, then I suppose North Dakota must seem like I suppose it is a foreign country. Different demographics, anyway. So, but whatever, don't care. New York Times, don't care. I don't care about any of this. Right, okay. There's more links, but I'm pretty sure I don't care. Let's go to the comments of the people. Actually, I want the one with the Lucozade. Where's the one with the? There we go. Actually, I might have the. No, I'm gonna have the Lucozade one. Right. Okay. Oh, this is the bit where I get to read what Church Global History posted at 4:15 in the AM. Do I start from the top or the bottom? Bottom. Right. Let's go. It's not Church Global History. He's not there. Is he taking a day off? Was it Bo all along? Is Church Global History just Bo? Is he just talking to himself? Because he's not here. Oh, I'm not good enough for you, am I, sir? All right, fine. Well, I know we got. Claravan? Is that? Morning, Dan. How could you... When was that posted? That was posted at 6:21. How could you tell? I was still in my disguise then. All right, okay, fine. Morning, Dan. Can't help but feel a little blackpilled this morning. Restore need to seriously answer why there was such a wide gap between internal polling and their actual result. Yep, fair enough. They do. If you stand back objectively, they did really well for a new party, but they did nowhere near as well as we were all hoping for, because we were all a bit hopeful. That is true. Right, Jeffrey Farinell says, good morning, Dan. I was literally in disguise. You could not have known that. How could you have known that? Big fan. He says it twice. Sensible chap. It seems that voter turnout was lower than expected in Makerfield despite intense canvassing. Would you support compulsory voting? I thought it was 65%. Actually, what was it? Let's see if it's on my little link thing. I heard early on that it was really high. But that was before the actual results were announced. That was just what they were kind of hinting at. Turnout, no, it was 58.75%. So 59%, that's actually quite high. That would be high for a general election. And no, I don't support compulsory voting because I don't support compulsory anything. Apart from remigration. Tom Rat. Early one to welcome Dan. I was literally in disguise. You could not have known that. Makerfield is proof positive that most people shouldn't be voting and why Hellenism fixes everything. Heinleinism. Heinleinism. That's the Starship Troopers chap, isn't it? I'm not fully up to speed on what Heinleinism is, but if it involves shooting, I'm probably okay with it. GWFF says, ITM, no showers this morning, band of bros and hoes, We're in the tub. Have a great weekend, my dudes and dudettes. Thank you for that. Matthew C says, Nigel is going to have a huge decision to make between now and 2029, retire in Tuscany or retire in Provence. But he's got the surname to fit in either of those, hasn't he? But yeah, really bad night for Reform. Massively, massively down on their council. But, I mean, think of it this way, right? Think of it this way. What Restore had to do is they had, it was like the first scene of Saving Private Ryan. They had to get off the beach, right? They were coming under intense. I mean, the firepower coming at Restore. Farage was up there in his pillbox, his little concrete bunker thing with his machine gun. Just the Daily Mail were firing in mortars. And Restore had to get off those bloody beaches and up the hill, and they did it. They got a foothold. They got three times what the Conservative Party got. Three times. They put themselves on the map. But yeah, it wasn't as good as we were hoping for, because after all of that intense energy, Restore had their guns fixed solely on Restore. And what they forgot about is that they were actually running against the Labour Party. And then Andy Burnham just comes in with his B-52 and drops a MOAB on the lot of us. Yep. All right. But at least we're off the beaches. We're off the beach and we are into the crater that Andy Burnham left behind him. Okay. Luke 91 says, how do you think Andy will do when the next migrant crime like stabbing, beheading or rape happens? Do you think he'd do better than Queer Stalin, or do you think Labour be back where they started? Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Is Labour in their death throes? This is their Rishi Sunak moment. This is their everything is going to hell. Let's pick Rishi Sunak or Andy Burnham and see if that changes. It won't change a damn thing. There was nothing in the liberal progressive framework that he can do. It's not like he's going to say, oh, right, okay, well, look, we meet you halfway. We're going to deport 500,000 Mirpuri Pakistanis. Yeah, we do that. We meet you halfway. We do that. And then we can forget about it. No, they're not going to do anything, are they? They're not even going to stop the inflow of Jamaican paedophiles. So they're not going to make a damn difference. He'd get a short honeymoon period and then we'd be straight back in it. It'll be Rishi Sunak all over again. He also says, I'm sorry, as someone who works in mental health, yeah, I want asylums to come back. Some of my clients can be scary when they've decided not to take their meds. Yeah. Deportations and asylums. More prisons. And changing the judges in Beau's Britain, in Dan's Britain, shortly after the revolution, there would be a large number of job vacancies in the judge department. And there would be more prisons, more asylums, and more deportations flights. And then we would discover that a lot of our problems, the bad ones, go away. And we can go back to worrying about the price of petrol or something. Okay. Question 47 says, for a sensible £5, that's a sensible super chat, thank you. First time watcher, long time listener, nice to finally put a face to the voice. Yes! Although I may have thrown you off a bit early because I was in disguise. I mean, seriously, did any of you see through it? I don't think so. GFWW says, success is not final, failure is not fatal, and the courage to continue that counts. Famous historian Winston Churchill summed up well. TYFYC. Thank you for your courage. Yes. Don't like Churchill that much, to be honest. Because we had a proper country once, and then he decided that he couldn't live within his means. And he was going to borrow money from people who had an agenda. Anyway, enough about that. Luke 91 also says, too bad the government isn't like a monarchy. We could just kill... No, we can't. No. I can't say that. Yeah, that is a bit fed posty, that one. I'm not doing that. And I'm not sure that's the right target anyway. But yes. Right. Fortunate Barber says, morning Dan. You couldn't tell. Morning, Dan. All right. We may not have won the by-election, but we will win the general election. Burnham will be a better face than the Starminator as well. Not so terrible news. Yeah, I mean, actually, we have... I think Burnham is going to be an improvement. Not because Burnham is a good politician, not because he can do anything better, but because he's not Starmer, and Starmer is a complete soulless psychopath. A proper, proper psychopath. He's the sort of thing that in medieval times, you would get clubbed through on the back of the head as you were walking through the woods, dragged into the bottom of a cave, and he would eat your skin a bit at a time until you were just, you know... Starmer is a nutter. Absolute nutter. And so Burnham won't be able to fix any of the problems, but at least he won't be Starmer. I mean, thank God for that. So, it turns out all of that effort reform were putting into doing whatever it took to stop reform, the smears, the desperation. It turns out actually, all of that fratricide. They forgot the fact that Burnham was there. They forgot. And this was a Labour constituency that had voted Labour forever. And the area had voted Labour since Labour was created as a political party for over 120 years. So, yes. Question 47 says, Dan, it was you all along. Yes. Yes, I was in disguise, wasn't I? A lot of you didn't notice that. Excellent. Right. So is that all of them? Have I done my bit? Can I go back to bed now? Oh God. Oh, there is. Oh, there's more. God, why didn't you take the bloody loads of them? Oh dear. Right. Bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. Forgot to look at the other side of the screen because it's in tiny little font all the way down there. Right. Brute Life says, Restore gained a lot last night. Experience, publicity, and our first loss. Success made out of many failures. Bring on the next one. Thanks, Dan. Yeah, I mean, objectively, I mean, yes, it's nowhere near what we were hoping for, but we were very hopeful. But for a new party, it's actually a solid toehold. Zalzil Dot says, Manchester mayor election next, how will we do? Well, if Makerfield is anything to go by, that's going to be a complete Labour blowout because they only ever vote Labour there. My dad was Labour. My dad's dad was Labour. My dad's dad was Labour, so I'm going to be Labour as well. All right, okay. Yeah, why not? Germ 70 says a loss for reform and a loss for restore. It might be time for Rupert and Nige to mend the relationship because this ego struggle is pathetic. The challenge is that we back restore because we don't think that Farage is going to change anything, because he's told us on various occasions that he's not going to change anything, and that he basically just wants to win votes from the nons until they take over, which is a little bit of a problem, honestly. That wouldn't be my preferred strategy. So I don't see what voting for reform gets you if the strategy is just to remain electorally viable until you're replaced. Okay. I think we need to replace them. And if we can keep doing in every 3 months what it took Farage 10 years to do, then in a year, I don't know. Is it cope? Is it real? I mean, honestly, for a new party, they're on the map now. It's a first battle, and it cost us. We got off the beaches. It cost us. Put a lot of effort in, but we're off the beaches. This is not going to be easy. Saving your country is not going to be easy. No. Something wickedly says, can welcome refugees, get them up the ring? Can welcome refugees get them up the ring? Is that a bum joke? I'm not sure what's going on there, so I think I might move swiftly past that one. Yeah, Erwin Romulus, sensible £5, thank you. The Finnish judge allegedly said she should have known what would have happened. I heard she has to pay 16,000 euro marks. Yeah, that's about right. 16,000 euro marks she has to pay. Because that young girl should have known what happened when she let the foreign men shoo her away from the entrance. It was her fault. You were young, white and female. You should have run. The number one schmuck for a solid $20. Well done, sir. That's doing it proper. They say Labour's high share came at the expense of the other parties compared to the polling, except Restore, who met their polling numbers despite Burnham's overperforming. Weathering a storm can be impressive in its own right. Yeah, exactly. So Burnham came in with his B-52 and his Moab, and he just... So every party was down. I mean, the bloody Conservatives got 2.2%. I mean, that is well below their national polling. Reform, lost an arm and a leg compared to their election, their council elections, where everybody just got bulldozed entirely by any bloody Burnham. So that's what I'm saying. So if they got 7% here, their national polling is easily north of 10%. Easily. Something wickedly says, judge nail bits table. I couldn't possibly comment. He also says Burnham is not a winner. Well, he is in Makerfield, but he's not going to win the general bloody election, is he? He also says, God, he's machine gunning these super chats in. He says Albert Pierrepoint wants to return Shona. I don't know what you're talking about. Something wickedly also says, Dan blood pressure higher than cousin marriage. Actually, my blood pressure's quite good. My blood pressure has always been surprisingly good for whatever reason. It can't be because of lifestyle. It cannot... I don't know what it is. Maybe I've got a leak. I've got a leak somewhere and the blood is just... And that's why the pressure's so low. I've never understood why my blood pressure is basically perfect. I promise you, it cannot be lifestyle or diet. Luke Stewart. for $7.99. A dollars. Is that Aussie dollars? Could be. God, you got up early to watch this. You got up at quarter past dinner time. The $300 billion is supposedly investment funds from the Gulf states, not the US. I have seen a few videos on this explaining it to me like I'm an idiot. Yeah. So, that's the workaround, that it's going to come from the Gulf states. But, what do the Gulf states do? They send tribute to the US all the time, buying like military supplies. I mean, they don't call it tribute. They don't like send a bloody sultan with his sultany stuff on, wearing, carrying a big box of treasure and dump it at the feet of the god emperor in Washington. But they do pay tribute by buying a vast amount of unnecessary stuff from America. So it is so easy to do the accounting of just, okay, well, instead of doing that, and instead of buying another F-15 or these bloody air coolers for some data center that you're setting up, you know, rather than channeling money to the donor class, because American politics is run for the donor class, you know, the Halliburtons and all the rest of it, instead of getting them to pay the tribute to the donors so the donors can donate it to the political parties, instead of doing all of that, they're just going to send it to Iran from the Gulf states. But okay, it's not coming from the US, but it otherwise would have gone to the US. So it's an accounting bloody entry. Sam H says, boomer vote for youth being fed to crocodiles. Yes. Yes, that's been the case for about 30 years at this point. We mustn't. People get upset when I beat up on the boomers. Anyway, moving on. Lads, for 10 New Zealand dollars, lads, you're not voting your way out of this. Give it a good go until 2029, but prepare accordingly. You deep down know what you got to do. I mean, I hope not. I'm old enough to remember the Bosnian Civil War. And other civil wars I can think of. Civil wars are bloody horrendous. I really want to avoid that. Really, really want to avoid that happening in this country. I hope that we don't get into that spot. Oh, God, I've got to speed up. Otherwise, I'm going to be doing this bloody lunchtime. It's already 9:30. It's actually normal. It's normal morning now. All right, let's speed up. Somebody sent me 100 shekels. What's an SEK? As somebody from a country with 85% average turnout, I'm surprised how low UK turnout is. Also, 7% for a 4-month-old party is really good. I mean, objectively, when you stand back, it is actually really good. It's just that we had our expectations so high. Ignore those haters and doomers. Fight on. Somebody, £10, and I can't read your name, IXZO something. Morning, Bo. Not sure why you look a little different today. Did you get a haircut? Anyway, happy to be catching the show. Hope you're doing well. Have a great morning, everyone. Yes, I like that guy. I like that guy. Kieran Brown for £5 says, the new show title is Dan Interrogates Curated Knowledge. Whenever Bo's away, we can look forward to our daily dose of, and then that's been blanked out with stars. So whatever that was rude. But yes, I don't know. Am I going to do this every time Bo wants a holiday? It's bloody early. I mean, not now. Now, this proper morning now, because I've waffled on so long. Erwin Romulus says, you look like Johnny. Oh, sorry. You look like a Johnny. Okay, well, that changes the context entirely. Luke Stewart says, are you going to be on the podcast tonight? Yeah, it's going to feel like tonight. Lunchtime is going to feel like tonight after waking up at the middle of the bloody night. If so, can you wear the cap and say nothing about why you're wearing it? Yeah, it is quite tight, though, because I've got a huge brain, and it just felt it pulling, so I was quite happy to take it off at some point. when I realised that 1 or 2% of the chat had figured it out. Don't know how. I must have said a catchphrase wrong or something. Luke Stewart also says, by the way, if you decide to plug Brokenomics, you have to then say it again in a soft voice, like an echo, if you truly want to copy Bo. Oh, is that what he does? Oh, I thought it was. Yeah, it must have been that. That's why some people saw through my disguise, because I didn't do the soft voice thing. All right, there we go. I know for next time. Luke Stewart, for $15 Aussie says, "G'day, Dan, and everyone. No point asking how everyone is, since everyone seems to be quite upset from the election. Why don't you cheer everybody up with reading some BBC Pigeon? You do it so well." I forgot about BBC. I should have included BBC Pigeon. Should have. But mind you, I rattled through the front door when we were very, very close to having to go live, and I was looking bleary-eyed and not happy, and I spent at least 5 minutes grumbling about how bloody early it was. So, yeah. I mean, next time, sod it. I'll just stay up all night. It will genuinely be easier for me to stay up all night than do that again. All right. Mr. Dickie Bingo says, King Bingo in the house. Yes, that's my Twitter handle. And then we got hang on. There's Global Church History. On the YouTube, am I supposed to read that one from the top, unlike the other one, which I read from the bottom? Oh, okay. Well, he's on the other one. So, if the list is upside down on the YouTube version, maybe he was first. Maybe I slurred him unnecessarily. Well, anyway, so he's either last or first, probably first, and I just don't know how to read this thing. Dan hosting an On This Day in History moment. Oh, Dan hosting is an On This Day in History moment. Yes. I forgot to do the only day in history. That's because I waffled on for so bloody long that it's now 9:30 and all of you have probably stopped watching because you've actually turned up to work and are having to pretend to work at whatever the hell it is you're doing. Well, unless you're in the public sector, and then you're probably still just watching because nobody is going to pay any attention to whether you're working or not. Right, I think that's it. Have I done everything that I'm supposed to do, Harry? All right, I can, what am I going to do? I think I need a massive cooked breakfast to get me over this. Massive, massive cooked breakfast. I mean, just absurd, frankly. And maybe a beer. Is it too early? Can I work on airport logic where you can have a beer in the morning? I don't know. Anyway, yes. So, Bo will be back on Monday, I hope. I hope to God he's back on Monday. And, yeah, keep your chin up. If you're a Reform supporter, we got off the beach. Costas, if you're a Reform supporter, you've lost another bloody by-election because you were pointing your guns in the wrong direction. And if you're Labour, well, congratulations. You've managed to survive for another day, so more children can be thrown into crocodile pits. You must be very pleased with yourself. Well done. Cheerio.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.